We have some Auckland councillors. We've gone north, south, east and west, pretty much, I think, just to pick up on the situations their communities are in. And first, let me welcome Manukau Ward councillor Elf Filipina. Atalofa lava, and thank you very much, Elf. Sorry to be talking to you in these circumstances.
No, thank you so much, and morena koutou and talofa.
Kia ora. Thank you. Look, you've been a city councillor for so long in this area. Can you please explain how the people in your patch have been faring since this heavy rainfall began?
Well, look, they obviously haven't been faring well because as a result of the flooding, and that obviously is across Tamaki Mokoto. So I'm glad that we've convinced our staff that this needs to be a 24/7. So we have the ability for accommodation, and that's done. But they're not faring well with what we've got set up at the moment. And we will be changing from Mangere Bridge to the rec centre tomorrow morning. We will be up and running at the rec centre at the Mangere Town Centre. So we're getting the word out to our communities there. Not only Mangere, only Hunga, Papatoetoe, Otara. It's for everybody across Tamaki, for those that have families out here.
What is the response and the help that you're getting? Obviously, these are such strong and cohesive communities. People pull together and they've got strong community bases. But what else is needed, Elf, and is it coming from where it should be coming?
Well, look, what's needed for us is around the emergency accommodation, and that's where the communities have an impact in. So we need that. We've already had the CEO of Strive around the transitional housing. We've had approaches from other organisations that are willing. That's why we're setting up our base tomorrow morning, so then we have some emergency accommodation for our people, and that's at the rec centre. So that's what we need. Is the housing. We've got our community groups with food parcels, with comfort parcels. We've got all our government agencies you can think of here. They're here helping our community.
Well, they might be now, Elf, but we knew quite early in the event that there was extreme flooding at Auckland International Airport. We saw all the images, and that's located in Mangere. So did that official support happen in a timely manner or not?
Well, honestly, no, it didn't happen in a timely manner, but we are where we are now, so I'm thankful for that, but it didn't, because our community knew there was, you know, people from our local board, other elected councillors across across Auckland saying to us, here's some videos of my family, and they got the water up to the waist, and, you know, Kelston, out West Auckland, North Auckland, same stories. That's why I was glad that they set up the two evacuation centres early in Kelston and North, you know, up in Albany and that. So I'm just so glad that they were set up really early. I'm glad now that we've got one here, but it should have been set up earlier.
Could you give us an indication of just how serious some people's situations are? Have some lost everything?
Oh, yeah, look, myself and the chair of the local board, Nick Buckelich, we went for a drive Saturday, but we were getting videos. But we went for a drive on Saturday, and there were one cul-de-sac address in Mangere, and we had two families right next to each other where the water had gone up about 6 feet. They had to convince their mum and nana, no, you shouldn't be staying in the home, even though the water was rising. But they had to take her through the water so then she could be safe. They've lost everything. Same with the neighbour next door. She lives with herself, by herself and her children. They have lost everything because of the water. And that's across the whole of Tamaki. So those are the stories, only with two homes. But we've got quite a few streets like Kelston and North that still need assistance. And we had 200 people just come through, and a lot of them in tears because of what's happening. You know, we've got now people here making use of all the clothes that have been donated for their children's shoes. So, you know, to the community, thank you so much.
Elf, I know that you focused on the immediate, but goodness, lessons have got to be learned out of this, because tragically in Tamaki Makaurau, on the East Cape, in Northland, in Nelson, on the West Coast, in Ashburton, these events are coming and coming thick and fast. What do we need to learn, Elf?
Set up these evacuation centres earlier. you know, where it's needed, because obviously it should have been done, the assessment in regards to suitable places when there's flooding, that should have been done. It was done here. We just moved too slowly from my perspective. So that's all it is. And, you know, because our community and our government departments have come on board so quickly, we just need a venue. We really do. We just need a venue. And that's what's so important, is to have a space where people can have a roof over their heads because of what they've lost in their homes. And for us, that's what needs to happen. That's our most important lesson for this particular issue, incident. So.
Whawhitai and kia ora, and thank you so much for your time. Elf Filipiana is the Manukau Ward Councillor, listening in and with us also from elsewhere in the city. Waitakere Ward Councillor Shane Henderson. Kia ora, Shane.
Kia ora.
And Richard Hills is with us also from the North Shore, where two of the four fatalities in Auckland during this flood event have happened. And Richard, we'll begin with that. So much destruction of homes and businesses, but lives lost too, Richard. Families affected.
Yes, and my thoughts go out to the families of those who lost their lives. The two on the North Shore, I understand, were both out helping, trying to help others escape from the floods. It came through like almost like a tsunami. It was 2 meters high in some places. We've got wrecked homes. It's astonishing, and people are really hurting, and it's really, really upsetting, and people are still assessing what has gone on. But I will say, people, neighbours, communities, volunteers have all just, and the emergency services right across from early on Friday have just been phenomenal and really got out there and helped our communities as much as possible.
We know that Wairau Valley area on the shore had borne the brunt of the heavy rains and of course the fatalities. But elsewhere on North Shore, we are seeing clifftop homes teetering. And what is the status of some of those places at the moment, and what is happening to try and secure them, keep people and property safe?
Yes, I've worked with a number of residents across Stanley Point, Birkenhead Point, right across actually, getting homes red stickered. They've significant damage to water care pipes in the valleys, and you know, that is getting water care doing their best to address all those significant breakages pretty quickly. It is shocking seeing the land movement, and we're asking people to please stay away from cliff sides and checking things, you know, and even tracks and things. It is just too unstable with this weather until it can be assessed properly over the coming week.
Do you know how many homes have been red stickered, declared uninhabitable?
I don't have those numbers off the top of my head, but I've worked with a number myself. But I know, just, you know, you can look anywhere on the coast over on the North Shore, and almost every cliff and coast is scoured out with the clay. You can see homes exposed, and you know, on the public land as well, it's pretty rough.
A huge cleanup ahead, and what are people doing already? You mentioned water care, but what else is getting underway, even, I know, as the rainfall continues?
Yes, so I know, and straight away in Sunnydale Community Centre, they and Mel Powell and Tony from the local board worked with about 50 volunteers to have about 25 homes, which are completely ruined at the moment, empty all their stuff out and start the cleaning there. I've visited Milford and other areas where there are just home after home after home, which the water was up to 2 metres high inside the houses. And we're just managing that. A number of us are working at the moment with the Mayor's Office and the General Manager of Waste to get, we've got skip bins to some areas. We are aware that insurance is supposed to cover these things, but the time and the fact some people don't have contents insurance, I'm just trying to get the most affected areas some help on the waste side, because it's just piling up and piling up. So we today, and I know across the city other councillors are working on the same issue.
Richard, it's early, and I know the Mayor copped a bit for raising this on Friday, not on Saturday, I think it was actually, but huge development happening across the North Shore, subdivisions, etc. And the question that people are asking is the design of the infrastructure taking into account not just this horrendous extreme event, but the fact that these heavy rain events are going to be coming more frequently and staying longer? They already are.
Yeah, this is significant. I don't want to talk about it. You know, we're in a recovery mode right now, but you know, there was in some situations where we have changed the concrete style stormwater to opening up rivers and streams and dry ponds that fared much better. So it does show that we need more green infrastructure and less of that harsh concrete. But I will say the level of water and the fact there was a king tide at the same time, it's almost like pouring your bath into your kitchen sink there. No matter what the infrastructure was in some of those cases, I don't think anything could have prevented that wall of water. I've never seen anything like it. And it felt, you know, apocalyptic, like something from a movie.
Richard, thank you very much. Richard Hills is North Shore Ward Councillor, and waiting patiently, the Waitakere Ward Councillor, Shane Henderson. I know you're busy. I know you were out directing traffic, I think, in Massey on Friday night and volunteering to help lessen pressure on emergency services. How are the Western Suburbs faring this morning, Shane, and what are we learning about the worst affected areas?
Yeah, so places like Ranui, Massey, Henderson just look like war zones at the moment. It's a devastating impact for residents. And the other thing is that some of these houses have only just rebuilt from the massive northwest floods we had 18 months ago. Some people have lost their homes and lost everything twice in 2 years. It's just so hard for people.
And again, this idea of obviously communities pulling together, but the practical help that people need, what are the specific needs that need to be addressed by central, local government, by others?
Yeah, from a welfare response perspective, we've got the St Leonard's Road Primary Welfare Centre going very well and set up there with all the services that people need immediately. But going forward, we're going to need help with emergency housing. A lot of people won't be able to get into their homes for weeks or months. And even further down the line, mental health support. We saw the Northwest floods and the devastating impact that had on people's mental health. That's going to be a huge problem for us.
Are there evacuation centres available in your ward?
We have some informal ones being stood up by community groups, one of which is Hub West, which is on Corbin Ave in Henderson South, and they're doing a fantastic job with food, clothing and shelter, and doing great work there.
There's been some frankly mind-blowing images and footage of residents from Clover Drive and Henderson come out, some residents with water up to their necks, and some amazing escape stories. Have you been involved in some of them?
Yeah, I went down there yesterday and talked to the residents down there. The water was so high and going fast, really fast. People had to flee for their lives. But not only did they do that, but they actually helped out their elderly neighbours and children and people that were vulnerable or disabled as well at the same time. Those residents down there at Clover Drive are heroes. It's such an emotional story of communities coming together and, you know, saving each other.
What happened in the case of one mum of five, I think, who was involved in a rescue? Are you familiar with that one?
Yeah, she's got five children, and she had to just get out as quick as she could before she realised the floods were even happening. They were starting to lap at her door, and so they just had to go, pack their bags, and minutes later, you know, things are in big trouble. So it's just one of these many examples of people just, you know, fleeing.
Thank you also for your time. That is Shane Henderson, who is Waitakere Ward Councillor.